This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is proceeding Wednesday with its consideration of whether to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress over the Justice Department's refusal to provide an unredacted copy of the special counsel Robert Mueller's report on his investigation of Russian election interference. Committee leaders and the Justice Department officials met Tuesday to try to resolve the dispute, but the two sides each issued reports late in the day indicating they remain far apart. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says it is time for lawmakers to move on from the lengthy investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election, despite House Democrats' efforts to investigate President Trump and his administration.
It's been 2 weeks since Attorney General William Barr made the 450-page report public. This investigation went on for 2 years. It's finally over.
Senate Democrat Charles Schumer called McConnell's remarks an astounding bit of whitewashing.
375 former federal prosecutors looked at the Mueller report and said publicly that the conduct of the president amounts to felony obstruction of justice. And that in any other case, were he not president, those prosecutors would recommend bringing charges. So our leader says, let's move on. It's sort of like Richard Nixon saying, let's move on, at the height of the investigation of his wrongdoing.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi added that the case is not closed. And in Pakistan, a suicide bombing early Wednesday morning outside a religious shrine in Lahore killed at least 8 people, including police, and wounded more than 20 others. The apparent target was a police vehicle near the shrine. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced on Wednesday his country will suspend its compliance with prohibitions on stockpiles of enriched uranium and heavy water that were imposed as part of the 2015 international agreement on its nuclear program. Rouhani said, with the withdrawal of the United States from the agreement and its imposition of economic sanctions against Iran, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany have not lived up to their commitments and instead have allowed the U.S. measures to affect the Iranian oil and banking sectors. South Africans are casting ballots Wednesday in national elections overshadowed by years of sluggish economic growth and rampant corruption. The elections are a test of President Cyril Ramaphosa's once revered African National Congress. The party of anti-apartheid icon and former President Nelson Mandela is expected to win Wednesday's vote, but faces a strong challenge from the main opposition, Democratic Alliance Centrist Party, and the far-left Economic Freedom Fighters Party. The final results are expected to be announced on Saturday. The party that wins the most seats in the South Africa's parliament will elect the president, who will be sworn in on May 25th. U.S. police say 2 students opened fire at a school outside Denver, Colorado, killing at least one person and wounding several others. The AP's Mike Gracia reports.
There was another shooting at a Denver area school Tuesday. This time it was the STEM school Highlands Ranch, a public charter school for kids from kindergarten through 12th grade. At least 8 were injured and an 18-year-old male was killed. Stacy Stafford, a stunned parent, spoke with Denver station KMGH.
How can this happen here? How can this happen? Who would do something like this? This school has kids from kindergarten to high school. I don't know what would motivate somebody to do this.
Authorities say 2 suspects, both believed to be students at the school, were taken into custody. I'm Mike Gracia.
The New York Times is reporting that between 1985 and 1994, Donald Trump's businesses lost more than $1 billion, allowing the future president to avoid paying federal taxes for 8 of the 10 years. Times based this report on information provided by someone who, it says, had access to Trump's tax returns. The White House has yet to respond to the Times story, but one of the president's lawyers told the newspaper that the tax information it used was demonstrably false. House Democrats are trying to get their hands on Trump's tax returns from 2013 to 2018 as part of their probe into the president's foreign business deals. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or at the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.